The legislature adjourned 4 hours short of its 90-day session limit last night, getting the essentials done and setting up a lot of work for next year. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
The House and Senate plowed through very full calendars all weekend in order to adjourn last night, but they made it with 4 hours to spare.
Notify the House that we have adjourned.
Leading up to the final moments, they dealt with a new minimum wage bill, statutory permanent changes to the Power Cost Equalization Program, expanding the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, and spending $7 million for beginning work on an in-state gas line, and a $1.8 billion capital budget. But the final step on a bill spending some $450 million in federal economic stimulus money put a cap on what had begun as the most controversial issue of the session. House Finance Co-Chair Mike Hawker made the final pitch, saying the Senate had helped in their search for the strings they'd been warned about.
I sincerely appreciate the assistance of everyone in this room and the perseverance as we sorted that out, and I think certainly from my standpoint have come to believe that accepting this money is in the best interest of the state of Alaska.
As it did the first time the House voted on it, the bill passed unanimously. House Speaker Mike Chenault said he didn't speak for the governor, but for lawmakers, learning the facts made the decisions easier.
The legislatures became more comfortable with accepting that money, and certainly we hope through our conversations with the governor that that she also feels more comfortable and is more willing to accept those federal funds than what she was originally.
Governor Palin said she does feel more comfortable with the information and consideration the legislature put into the bill, and she says she'll continue to look at the stimulus money and will act based on how the money will be used.
It was my job, and it's administrators' jobs, to prudently administer the funds that will be received by the state. We're going to keep working with lawmakers in the interim, with public, taking more public input on the ramifications of the economic stimulus package, and we will kind of on a case-by-case basis decide what to do with each one of those dollars.
Not everyone was satisfied with the session. House Democrats argued during debate against the Republicans' decision to fund education with money from the state's constitutionally protected savings account, charging the majority with setting up a slush fund for future use. And the Senate minority charged the public with shortchanged. They're leaving issues unaddressed.
Part of that is maybe because of the budget, but in addition, there was just this agreement that things that might be a little bit stressful just wouldn't be dealt with. And we think that's a shame, because if there's a place in the state of Alaska for tough policy to be discussed, it's in this building.
Neither the governor nor legislators expect any special session the rest of the year. They meet again for 90 days next January. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.